Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic late night with the softest voice in poetry, me, Cotton Campbell. And yes, that was St. James, and it was his rendition of I believe that's, I want to say, why is his name on the tip of my tongue? Y'all know who he is, but that's his rendition of, if you were with me now. Oh my goodness. I don't know why I can't think of that man's name. No, it don't matter. We're talking about St. James right now. So he has quite a few. St. James has a nice collection of music out there. You can check him out. He's on all musical platforms. It's St. James, S-A-I-N-T-J-A-I-M-Z-M-Z. He's got Rock With You. He's got Who Do You Love, which I really like that. Baby Come To Me. You know, he's got a nice Baby Come Back. Like, he has a nice selection of music, as well as his father as well. So when you find St. James, you'll find Pops. Simple Man is the song. St. James and Pops, Simple Man. That's the name of that song. But I wanted to, you know, come in and give you a little, like, this is open mic. So I expect that, you know, you'll come in and do your thing. You know, if you are a little shy, you don't have to say your name. I know a lot of people don't want to say their name, but it's okay. Let's just go. Like, come on in and do your thing and sing a song, tell us a lullaby, rap, tell some comedy, you know, do a little comedy, whatever you want to do. It's open mic. That's why it's here. So we want to, I started off with a little St. James. I'm just trying to see, what I want to do. Cause y'all be leaving it up to me to do stuff because y'all don't want to go now. So I'd be on here for a whole hour just, doing stuff. So, I wanted to thank my co-hosts that are normally on Let's Talk About It With Me. I wanted to say thank you to them. I hope all is well on that side, because they're all on, everybody's on different time zones than me. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. And I'm okay with that. I miss them, though. I miss them a lot. You know, I miss my KC family. I miss my Chicago family. I miss people. So I try to let them know that as well when the time comes. So let's see. I'm trying to think of something I can do. So I'll do this because my uncle, y'all might not like to hear me sing, but my uncle likes to hear me sing. And sometimes I'm really in the mood to sing. Like, I will go hard, like I wrote the song myself, you know. So I like to sing. That's just why. I don't care if nobody don't like it. I don't care. So I'm trying to think of that I like. Oh, you know what? Here's one of my favorite songs. But I'm gonna find the music to go with it because I don't want nobody trying to set up, but I'll keep the music low because, like I said, this is open mic, and I have the mic. So when I got the mic, it don't matter what y'all thinking. So if you wanna come in and you come take the mic and do your part. But until then, because this is at the end of the day, this is still one of my favorite people in the, you know, in the music industry, and she is absolutely amazing. And I love her. We have had some tragedies around here, but we're not going to talk on those, but we will be praying for the families of those people that are going through these crazy times right now. So let me do this because I'm sitting over here messing around with y'all people. You know, just in case you don't know who I am Cotton, the softest voice in poetry, the lady of love, the soft-spoken poet. That is my titles. I have a lot of titles. I wear a lot of hats. I wear a lot of hats, just so you know. I am a humanitarian, so I do like to get out and feed the homeless and make sure that our homeless people are okay as best I can. They're creating all these new laws where they do not want you feeding the homeless unless you set up properly. You have to set up properly in order to go out and feed the homeless, which I understand why, especially since COVID and all of that, and you got all these crazy people out here that are doing weird stuff, trying to poison people and things like that, and so I get it, you know, and they want you to. I don't think you have to be nonprofit, but they do want you to. They do want it to be organized. They like this lady was. I'll say this real quick, and then I'll go into what I was about to. This lady I saw on the news, and I'm talking about in California. I can't tell you about other places right now, but in California, in Stockton, California, this lady was on the news because she was arrested for feeding some homeless people, and it wasn't organized. So when I went and looked online, because I wanted to know, like, why would you do this to this lady? Like, why? And basically, the law is if you set up, like if I wanted to go to the park and offer free food or set up for that I'm giving out free food, then it's okay. But I can't just randomly see a homeless person, buy them something to eat and give it to them. That's how California is doing things now. And again, not quite sure why they're doing it that way. Don't know, you know, but our world is a little crazy. They don't want to step their game up. And then when people do step up to help out out of the kindness of their heart, now it's a problem. They want to control that. It's all about controlling everything. It's not coming out of your pocket. It's not causing you any issues or anything like that. It's not, you know, as far as when I say that, I mean the city, the state or whatever. If I got some old clothes here, I mean, they don't care about the clothes part. It's the feeding part, which again, I kind of understand it, but to take somebody to jail because they're being kind, that's crazy. And this lady had to be like 65 or something like that. She was an older lady. But to treat her like that, I thought was just in freaking sane. Okay. So before I do what I'm about to do, because everybody's just listening. The number, if you want to call in and you want to spit, we call it spit for you that don't know, if you want to touch the mic, bless the mic, whatever you want to call it, the number is 516-531-9861. Press 1 so that I know that you want to say something, and I will open up your mic so you can bless me and bless everybody else. We look some. Okay. So this is one of my favorites right here by this lovely, 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 lovely lady. And I'm just going to play it so you know. Here we go.
That a girl like me never dreamed of, and it all was for me, no, not really. But there was not a guy who loved it truly enough until you came and made me so happy, like a child on Christmas.
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Hey, that's St. James bringing me the drops. Appreciate you, St. James. If you're listening, I surely appreciate that. Anybody that say my name like that can say my name like that a million times. I don't care. So, yes. You know, I like for people to come in and do their thing. You know, we have some, I know a lot of great poets who do their thing. I know a lot of great singers who come in and do their thing. You know, so I when I come on, I be really looking forward to, like, man, somebody's going to come on, they're going to do something. I'm going to be like, yes, thank you for bringing that flavor. So, but now it's just me. Because I think people are afraid to raise their, hey, I'm present. I want to do something. Let me do something. I could do something. You know, so I'm going to give you my, I'm going to do what I know how to do for sure. And that's poetry. Because I don't. yeah, I'm going to give y'all some of my poetry. You know, I can always read somebody else's stuff too, but I don't really have anybody else that, you know what, it's funny because there's not a lot of poets that I like, oh my God, I just need to read their stuff on a regular basis. I'm not that person. I typically try not to read too many of my fellow poet people's stuff because I don't want them to feel like I'm biting or you, because sometimes you can subconsciously take over somebody else's stuff and not even realize, but you also can be inspired by somebody else's stuff as well. Oh, hey, Breezley. Hey, Summer. Hey, Donna. So I'll do this one because I can. I've done it. I think I've done it before. I actually performed this one on stage live, so you got to see that if you attended the show while I was in Kansas City, as a matter of fact. So I'll do this poem. But again, before I start, if anybody wants to come in and bless the mic with anything, well, it's called Open Mic Late Night with your girl, Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry. The caller number is 516-531-9861. Press the number 1 if you want to say something. You don't have to sing. You don't have to have a talent. If you want to tell a story, any of that. Like I said, it's Bless the Mic Night, okay? Alrighty, so this one is in the new book. Let me show y'all the new book. In the new book, this is the paperback version. This is the new book by Cotton Campbell, inspired by you. Spiritual Love by Cotton, Love from Cotton Campbell. I'm going to say it right. That's what's on it. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to. So you. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to. You're killing me softly. As soft-spoken as I am, you still haven't made me your lady. You're someone else's man. I'm not number one. Hell, I'm not even number five. If I don't reach out to you, you don't even know that I'm alive. Because I don't live in your thoughts. My very existence is you. You. It's because you've been bought. See, I paid with my sex, time, and attention to you. My existence is irrelevant to you. I'm not a priority because I allowed you to make me an option. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to see you. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to, as much as I love you. Something is missing. In the beginning, I guess I was just a mission, one you could never complete. I feel like I'm begging you to love me, just love me. I'm screaming to the top of my lungs, just love me. My heart is bleeding, starving, wanting you to feed me. I need you, and I do not know any other way to say. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I wanna sue you. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I wanna shoot you. Softly spoken. It's your girl Cotton Campbell. Softest voice in poetry. The lady of love. Yes, 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 yes. I don't know where the clap button is on here, but I felt that one. I felt that coming from me. Did y'all feel that? Y'all felt that coming from me. Oh, thanks. Thanks, brother. Stephen Priestley. You know what, Stephen? Longtime friends. And I know, I don't never say we're getting older. I say we're seasoned. Seasoned. It's so funny because I was literally looking at our picture the other day from when you were in Kansas City and we were, you stopped by. I was like, oh, man. You know, you think about those moments, and at least I do. I think about those moments, and I think who my friends really are and the people I love, people that I would miss so much, you know. So, yeah, let me know when you want a copy. I'll autograph it and send it right on over to you. But, yeah, that poem is in the book, and it's titled "It's Killing Me." So I kind of was feeling that poem, you know. And so yeah. So again, if you want to call in and spit, we call it calling in and spit. We call it spit. Bless the mic. Bless me. Bless the listeners. The number is 516-531-9861. Press the number 1. So that I know you want to talk, you have something to say, you want to tell a story, you got something you want to talk to your girl about. Let's talk. Bring it in. So, in the meantime, what happens is when nobody else comes in to bless the mic or whatever, I will play some music. Because I don't want to be the only one. Because I could talk, sing, rap. I could do all kind of tell. I got my Bible over here. I could do scripture. We can do whatever. Because I still got time left to do something at the end of the day. Wait, how many minutes do I got left? Because yeah, I still got time. So I'm saying all that to say is, and I'm an old school person, so I like a lot of old school music. So, you know, I can't help it. But now this is one of my favorite songs. So I think this is the right song. This is one of my favorite songs. So we're going to add a little twist on it because I've been on my spiritual journey lately. So let's do that. Let's see if this is the one I like, though. I don't know. It might not even be the one that I like, but I'm going to let it play.
Oh,
Let me tell y'all this. I'm gonna say this, and then I have somebody with their hand up. Let me tell y'all real quick. I have been through some stuff, I promise you. Between Fred Hammond, Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, and Joyce Meyer, Yolanda Adams, Trinity 357. I got through. I promise you. That's how I got through. It wasn't no man on this earth. It wasn't no R&B song. It wasn't any of that. It was me turning to God and trying to, because I at one point wanted to take my own life. Like, I wanted to go. I think I even wrote a poem about it. I wanted to not be here. And the other side of that is my kids. Like, I was like, nah, nope, I'm not leaving my kids. I'm staying here with my kids. Because if I leave, who's going to take care of my kids? Who's going to take care of my kids if I'm gone? So if you ever feel in some type of way, like, honestly, I just always look to God. Always. So, yeah, don't think that you can't get through. You can. You really can. So it's not easy. I will never tell you these because it took me a minute to get through. It took me a minute to get here. Then, and once I got here, I had friends like Stephen Priestley, Pastor Johnny Porter, Reverend Washington. I mean, not Reverend Washington, Reverend Isaac Green. And those people helped me get through. Those people didn't help me get through. Those people helped me stay there. That's all I'm going to tell you. Y'all need to know nothing else. That's it. But those people, those wonderful men of God, I think that I named them all but one. They're all married, so I don't want y'all thinking no weird stuff. That's not what it is. It's about helping. It's about helping to keep people in a space. And I know a lot of people say they don't have to go to church, and you don't. You don't. I would advise that you do, because not everybody's strong enough not to do it on their own. So the fellowshipping helps you. And I know this is probably not what you're expecting for tonight, but the fellowshipping helps you when you're in having those really bad days, or if you become weakened or you're unsure of what it is that God is trying to tell you. So I keep those people that I just named up, along with a few others that are men and women of God. I keep them close as I possibly can. I probably get on their nerves and all the stuff I send out, and the constant hugs and loves and things like that. Well, here it is, Cotton. Here come Cotton again. And see, that the crazy part is, they know my real name, so they know me for a long time. So they call me what you can't. So. I'm just saying. But yeah, so anyway, I have a caller with their hand up. I believe this is my bestie. Hey, best friend.
Hey, best friend.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you come? Was you calling in to sing, or are you saving your voice?
Wait. Hold on, Betsy.
Yes. Okay.
So
yes, so
you were sitting there. Say that again.
Hi.
What'd you say? You can't copy me, bitch. Am I singing?
No, I was just. Are you saving your? You gonna save your voice for the voice?
No, I'm not gonna save my voice for the voice. But I was going to. You kind of put me on the spot. Not the spot, but the spot. I feel like you've been laughing.
Let me tell you, I've been having, my days ain't been the best days, but I'm blessed, so I won't complain. I mean, I could, but it won't help, so what's the point?
I'm right there with you. It must be going around. It's the flu A.
Like COVID.
you know.
Going around like COVID.
Man. I was gonna read a little bit out the book.
Oh yes, that would be lovely.
So let's see. Bittersweet my life has been. Always wondering what might have been. A life full of joy reversed so quickly. I couldn't believe what just hit me. It seemed God only showed just what he promised. Now it's time for me to get it together. He will never put more on you than you can handle. They say he said. Orphan granny, a child from the era of it takes a village to raise a child. In the same token, I come from parents that did not allow others to chastise their kids, and if they did, they better have a good reason. As a little girl, it always was my desire to be a daddy's girl. A daddy's girl. The best father in the world. So I read that because so much of my life I have to credit to having the best father in the world. You know, the one that's supposed to show you your first love, your first everything that has to do with a male. He did that. And I think, like you were saying earlier, Cotton, there are people that come in your life and bring you through things. The love that my father gave me helped me get him not being here anymore. The love that my father gave me strength to not have my mother in my life. The love that my father gave me, he told me, keep your dress down and your panties up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go to Kansas City, don't mess with them Kansas City slickers. Everybody's out. Why they didn't get a chance is because I'm a daddy's girl.
See. It's crazy because when I hear you talk about your dad, unfortunately, there's so many young ladies and adult women now who never got that opportunity, me being one of them. I never got that opportunity, so I don't know what that feeling is like, and unfortunately, I'll never get that opportunity. And even though you lost your dad at an early age, you still got that experience, and you have something to... You have a blueprint, you know, which a lot of women don't have even now.
Yes, and that's kind of why I started my book the way I did, because it's important for young ladies to have their fathers in their life.
Yes.
You don't realize when you're a kid. Get grown, there are some things that your daddy could have taught you that would have stirred you from going the directions, some of the directions that we went in.
Mm-hmm. It helps because you have it's a blueprint.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then I think what's also important is these knuckleheads need to know that there is a man, even if he's only standing by. If you mess with that one right there, we don't have problems. So even though they'll still try it and they'll do what they do, some young men, if they're respectful, if they were raised right, they're more reluctant to mistreat that woman because they know that her father is somewhere nearby. So you better be careful. Period.
That's right. And even if it's not a father, if they know a brother.
Yep.
Or some cousin male who are close to do as much to you as they would if you didn't have them, because they know that they are going to keep you up on all the game.
Mm-hmm. Uncle, best friend, somebody.
That's
you know.
Some male.
It makes a big difference. You ever see that? I don't know if anybody watching. Have you ever seen that little clip where the guy comes to the door to take out the young lady, and I think they were going to prom or something, or they may have just been going on a date. 50 Cent shows up at the door, right, and invites the young man in. And when he invites the young man in, he brings the young man into the house and into the garage where there's about 8 more dudes giving him the stare down, basically to say, yeah, that ain't the one you want to mess over. I said, yeah, I'm going to need that in my life right there. I should have been and had that right there.
Right. That you remember seeing Bad Boys?
Yeah, I was about to say with Will.
Yep. Like, hey, let me tell you something. You will have her home, and this time, yes, girl, that's what's needed.
It's still needed, but it's so funny because it's not a lot of. I had to be that for my kids, like for my daughters and my sons. I'd be like, "What's this? I need his. He got to come to the door first of all. We're not gonna be honking. We're not doing that. Tell him to come to the door. I'm gonna get a picture of his license plate. What's your mama name?" I was getting all the information. My daughters was like, "Mom," I'm like, "I don't care. I don't know him."
That's right. I used to tell the little young boys.
I don't know him.
I used to tell the little young cats, you don't have to worry about the daddy. You need to worry about the mama.
The lioness is in the building.
In the house.
And will come for you.
That's my little cub.
That's what I said when you mentioned your dad. By the way, if you're listening, this is Lady Justice. She's also one of the ladies of TMGN on Let's Talk About It. She just released her new book, and it is on Amazon, and it is the story of her life, which is very interesting. So you have to pick it up. Make sure you get it, grab it, buy it. You won't regret it. I promise you, you won't regret it. Yeah. What's the title?
The title is Blinded.
I'll put it up because y'all probably not going to remember. So I'll put it up on my page. So, y'all, I can pick that up. So she gave you a little snippet of what's in the book. I promise you, you will love this book. It is not poetry. It is I don't want to give nothing away, but you gotta get this book. She's on Amazon as well as myself. I'm also on Amazon. You can Google Cotton Campbell and you'll see all that stuff come up along with this book. Inspired by You, Spiritual Love, Love from Cotton Campbell, Book of Poetry. Yes. Let me see what the back of my book say. They say I want to fall in love. Y'all can read the rest later. That's so crazy. You want me to buy the book, but you don't want to tell me. I just gave y'all. I did. It's killing me from the book. So that's a little snippet, you know? Like, I can't give y'all everything. Then you ain't gonna buy the book.
That's right. People asked, looked at me, but they was like, we was looking for a preview. I said, this is new style. Ain't no preview.
The preview is by the book. The preview is by the book. That's what the preview
is. If you want to know how hard it was for me to get to this point in my life, you got to get that book.
Seriously. Man, y'all don't even understand what, like, when people go through stuff, like, every time I thought I was done writing, there was another poem that somebody inspired a write. So I was like, oh, let me write this. I need to write this poem right quick. You know, I need to write this poem. So we'll be doing some book signings in 2023 in different places. So be ready. You know, me and best friend, Lady J.
Yeah. So is it getting nice outside? Because I'm about to hibernate.
Y'all know I'm not doing it. Somebody said, I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know that it didn't snow in North Carolina. I said, it don't. Let me look at what they have. I want to go wherever it don't snow. That's it. Period. But my kids said, no, Mama, you can't. You got to stay close to us. I'm like, all right. You say so. All right. Okay. Kids, you know, it's crazy how our children, they turn into our parents, like, later on down the road. It's like, yeah, I need to tell you what to do. You don't need to be doing this. And you're like, y'all tell me what to do. I'm grown. Then you realize that they're probably right. So you just don't tell them at first. You just don't tell them up front. Lady Justice, did you hear me play Karen White? I said, this man, best friend song right here.
I heard you play Karen White. I was decorate the put more Christmas stuff up because I had went and found a little chocolate ornament, you know.
Oh,
I didn't want
man.
A little chocolate for
you. Oh, man. I can't wait. When I saw that they separated the gifts, I said, what? That's not okay. And each one says their name on it, so you would know. Like, it should be a little thing attached to it that says, Merry Christmas, Marley, Merry Christmas, you know, so that way you would know which is which.
Okay, so if you guys don't know what she's talking about, the package today from Cotton Campbell to my door, it wasn't nothing in it for me. It was for the kids. Who's the best friend?
Well, if you ask Melissa, she's going to say it's her. So I don't know what to tell you. Ask Naomi, she's going to say it.
Be down here trying to talk right now. He was here.
That's my buddy. That is my buddy. I was like, man. Let me tell y'all about this gift that my granddaughter wants. Lord.
What?
Let me just. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned or posted. Maybe I didn't. I probably didn't because it really wasn't that important. She said, Mom, can you give me a talking dollhouse, a Barbie talking dream house? I said, oh, okay, send me the picture, and I'll look it up. And, yeah, I'll get that. She sends me the picture. I don't really look at the picture, okay? I don't really look at the picture. I'm just going to be honest. I just looked up. I was walking through Target and saw Talking Barbie Dream House. Okay, hey, that must be the house that she's talking about. How much is this house? $224. Okay, all righty. We're going to work on getting that $224 house. The other one, baby, she decided that she wants a camera. I said, I got it. I got y'all. You know, everybody's getting, we got our list. So yesterday, my son comes in and says, Mom, is this the house that the girls wanted? I said, oh, no, that's not the house. I said, let me show it to you. So I Google, typed in, comes up. It's called Interactive Barbie Dream House. Keyword being interactive. It works by Wi-Fi. I said, oh, okay. This house she wants. All right. The cost of this house is $899. I said, what does this house do? $899. That's somebody's rent. Girl, because the house, notice I said interactive means it works by Wi-Fi. So she can, it's a talking dollhouse. So she can say, house, I'm cold, and it'll light the fireplace. House, open doors, and the doors open. House, I need something to eat, and it starts cooking. I said, well, okay. I called her mom. I said, did you know about this house? She said, no, I thought it was, we all thinking it's the same house that I'm thinking, because the one that I was looking at, you just pushed the button. And so I said, well, let me see if I can find it cheaper. I go on eBay, best friend. And on eBay, the house is $175. I said, yes. I found it. And then the shipping was $450. I said, oh, hell no. Oh. I said, look, y'all. This is what's about to happen. I said, we're going to get this house. We're going to get a house. It ain't going to be that house. I'm like, this ain't the house? You sure? I ain't going to get in the house. But I ain't finna spend no $900 on no house right now. That's somebody's rent. That's somebody's car note and insurance.
These kids don't. Price. She didn't
know the price. She did not know the price at all.
All I want to know is, can you tell it you need the money to pay for the Wi-Fi? Did it pay for? Can it go to the grocery store and pay
for? Right. Does this house massage? Will this massage my back while I'm tired? Because I'm going to be tired from having to pay for this house. Can I take out a mortgage for this house? Because that's what it sounds like I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to take out a mortgage. Carl, what's that after pay at?
And you cook a
does a chef come with this house?
Girl.
I thought I had made a mistake, best friend. You should have seen me looking for this house somewhere else. I said, well, maybe this ain't it. I'm looking. Mm-mm. Even on eBay still, it's $380. But the shipping is $175. I said, and that's used. I said, y'all crazy.
That's funny. When JoJo Siwa was big with kids, you remember that? You remember them bows she used to wear in her hair?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know nothing about it. Clueless. And Angelise came home one day and she was like, Mama, I want some JoJo bows. And I was like, JoJo bows? What's that? Oh, they just bows you put in your hair. So, you know, I did just like you. I went online and I looked up these bows, and the name that they calling these bows. I didn't know it was an actual person. So I'm best friend. I look up these cute little bows, and I order her as many as I can find.
Lord.
Get them. They get them. I have 100 of them, best friend. 100 nice ones. Pretty. I thought I had done just conquered this mission, right? Put one in. Sent her to school. When she came back home, you know what she told me?
What?
This ain't no JoJo bow. These are fake. I was like, what you mean? She said, JoJo bows have the little silver thing, you know, like your Michael Kors stuff. So I'm thinking,
oh,
who
man.
Educated you about the JoJo bows?
Who busted me out? Who busted me out?
All the way out. So then I had to turn back around and redeem myself and find these JoJo bows. $10, $5, $8.
For one?
For some JoJo bows. I said, well, shoot, let me make a little mark on it and wear some mama bows or something.
Don't you want your initials on it, baby? Instead of JoJo, let me put your name on it.
Picture on it too, so I can make you one. Hey, you can have your little picture and like look like a little quarter.
Right. Oh, baby. These people, they know they crazy right here because they know these kids don't ask for it. And somebody like I told the kids, I said, I ain't even gonna lie. If I had the money, I would buy her that house. I honestly would. But that ain't in my budget this year. I was expecting to spend $200. On that gift and another 100 on the other gift. So I wasn't expecting to. Yeah, no.
Yep, I'm like, if I would have had to buy the little dollhouse, I probably bought it too. Just because
Man,
they asked for it.
Yeah, but you know, I'm fascinated by it. I just think that the price is just a little too high. I could see paying $200 for the talking one, and then $100 for the one, but $900 because it was $899.99. I said after taxes, that's gonna be almost $1,000. Huh? Oh, hey, y'all. It's your girl, Cotton Campbell. You're on Open Mic Late Night with the softest voice in poetry. If you want to spit or bless the mic or bless the audience, I should say, the number is 516-531-9861. Press the 1 so that I know you want to talk to us. You got something you want to say. You can do some poetry. You can sing. You can tell a story. You can rap. You can do a little comedy. Whatever is on your heart that you want to do. Let's get it in.
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Thank you, St. James, one more time. Every time that comes up, I'm going to be like, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. So, I got some music on here. There's not a lot of music in this playlist that I didn't put any of here. Actually, Michael put it here. And so I just play whatever I can find that I'm in the mood to listen to, because I'm not. And I said eventually, you know, I'll go on YouTube. But I don't know if you guys are familiar with this song. And since I'm not going to do any poetry right now, in a minute we're going to, you know, we got another maybe 10 minutes left of the show that I want to be on, you know. So, and if you're not familiar with this song, become familiar with it. It's an oldie but goodie. Here we go.
Yeah, RD, kicking it with my boy JG, and it goes
Now, if you're not familiar, that's JG, Johnny Gill, and Ronnie DeVoe. That's actually on his In the Mood album. It was one of my favorites. You know, and I think I mentioned it before. And so I was like, oh, I don't think I ever heard this. Like, what? You're not a real Johnny Gill supporter. Go on. You're not a real New Edition supporter. Go on. I ain't trying to talk to you right now. Best friend, are you still there? She might be on mute, y'all. She'd be busy. But I'm still here. Cotton Campbell. And let me say this again. You are on the TMGN Network, Open Mic Late Night with the softest voice in poetry, your girl Cotton Campbell, softly spoken. And if you want to spit, bless the mic or bless us all, the number is 516-531-9861. Press the number 1 so that I know that you got something you want to say. We got about another 5 minutes. And I'm out this piece, just so you know. Okay. So, since we only have another 5 minutes, I will do another poem. How about that? I'll do another poem. Let me do this right quick. Y'all know what? Let me tell you, like I told y'all earlier. You listen? Come closer. Listen. Okay. So one of the other songs that got me through a really rough time, I want y'all to listen to this because it was just broke me down. Like, it broke me down. Because I like to sing, you know, not nobody else. So Mike, I don't care if you don't hear me. I got the mic. If you want the mic, you should call in. Passing the mic, not. Passing the mic. Okay, no. So, one of the other songs that got me, I mentioned the Yolanda Adams. Got me through some rough times. Song got me through such rough times. Alone in a room, it's just me and you, feel so lost, cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I feel so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I do. So show me how to do things your way. Don't let me make the same mistakes over and over again. Your will be done, and I'll be the one. That song got me through some times, man. I'm telling you, like, I would be boohooing all over the place because I just didn't know what else to do. Let that open my heart. You just, because you get to a point, like, that was my low, 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 low. This was while I was married. The marriage wasn't going well. I was at my low, 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 low. And open my heart, because I just wanted, in this instance, I just wanted to do right by God. That's it. Like, I didn't want to have to go through any more heartache. I didn't want to have my heart beating up anymore. So that was one of the songs that got me through. And I wanted God to know that I just didn't want to get beat up emotionally anymore. And since then, I've probably had my heart broke a couple more times. But nothing like that. That was the worst. I haven't had my heart broken like that in a long time because I am stronger. I am a fighter. I am not a victim. I am a victor. Okay? I am a victor. That happened in that moment. I felt like a victim. But moving forward, I am a victor. So it's the difference. And at the end of the day, you don't want to carry the title. You don't want that to be attached to you for the rest of your life. You do not want victim tattooed on your back, because you're not. Once you make it through, you are a victor. Somebody wants to join my live, I'm assuming. So, at the end of the day, don't claim that. Once God pulls you out of it, don't claim victim. Claim victor. Victor is what they do. Talk to me. That was my thing. Talk to me. And there's some other ones that Yolanda did too that I really liked. So, and then, you know, Smokey Norfolk did the I Need You Now. That got me through some days too, because I stretched my arms out. I was like, I need you now. So I was, tears was coming down my face. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe. You know, but I will say this. God showed me that I wasn't supposed to marry him in the first place. That's how you end up getting your feelings hurt, because you're doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing, because God didn't tell you to do that. He told you to do the opposite, and you did what you wanted to do. And so God is like, yeah, well, I tried to warn you, but you didn't want to hear me. So here we are. So anywho, that was one of the other songs that got me through some really rough times. So let's open my heart. Hey, Michael. Got me through some really rough times. Best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was you saying?
You want to know a song that got me through?
Yes, please.
BB and CC, Don't Cry for Me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No one is the same, no. Just was meant to be. Don't carry guilt or shame. The reason why I can't soon see. That part for me was the biggest part, because I used to blame myself for what happened to my mom.
Hmm. Ooh, that guilt. That holding that, carrying that load, that's a big load to carry. To blame yourself. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
I think at first we don't understand, but still we blame ourselves no matter what. Like, I think that's the first reaction, is to blame ourselves. Sometimes, not all the time. Like, oh, yeah. This is my fault, huh?
Yeah. And look at you.
Yeah, what could you have done differently?
It's like just what you said. When God tells you to do one thing, you do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a little girl, my mom would say, don't do this or don't do that. And I'd do it anyway. And then I remember waking up with the dream telling her that something was going to happen to her. Told that, and she didn't listen. So all I can think about is, man, she didn't listen. Like, I didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd just be so crazy, and then you find out later. And then the crazy part is, when God is telling you to do something, it's like a nagging. Like, it's like,
yeah.
I won't do that. Nothing, but I'm telling you to do it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, nothing going
and
right.
There's always,
going against the grain.
Exactly. Every day that you don't do it, it's, yeah. I try to, you know, personally, I try to warn people who come into my life, especially male folks, that I'm not the average. God is going to show me what I need to see. So, you know, if you think you're going to be deceptive, you might get away with it for a hot second, but it ain't going to last long. I said, because God's going to show me what I need to see.
That's
He's
right.
going to show me what I need to see. You know, and it's hard trying to, sometimes it's difficult when you're trying to explain something to somebody and they're like, how do you know what's about to happen in my life? So a few times, like when my mother, I tried to warn my mother, I warned her and I said, my stepdad has a gun, and you know I'm not gonna say his name, but that's what I called him by his first name. Actually, of course, I didn't call him dad, but I told her, I said he has the gun. She said I didn't see him with it, but God had already told me. He showed me. Now go tell your mom that he got the gun. The police is in the house. And they're taking a police report, and he's just sitting there. And I'm telling, go tell your mom he's got the gun. I go in the back. My mother is looking for this gun because she swears it was here. She's trying to figure out where it is. She don't know. She says, "Well, I just want to look one more time." And I said, I looked at her, and I probably was about 12, 11 or 12. And I said, "He has the gun." She said, "What?" I said, "He has the gun." She said, "No, he don't. Get out of here." Da, 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 da. She brushed me off and shooed me on my way. I said, "Okay, I don't know. I mean, I'm a kid, so I don't know what this is that I'm experiencing. But I'm doing as I've been told, and that's to tell my mother that he has the gun." The very next day, or maybe it might have been 2 days later, I'm at school and I get a call that he's in jail and my mother's in the hospital because he pulled this gun out on my mother. And the only reason why they took her was the formality. But the windshield is what blocked that bullet from hitting her face, like piercing her skin. And I said, when we have these, I say that we're seers, when God talks to us and tells us things and we ignore them. Like I was a kid, so of course when my kids talk, when they were younger, I didn't talk. When they said stuff, like, "Now what happened? What?" Because I know what it was like being a kid and nobody not listening, because that's not the only incident. Like, there's been so many times when I've had to convey something to somebody and they think that I'm making it up. And I'm trying to tell you, this came from God. This didn't come from me. Because I wasn't in the room with you, like, when X, Y, and Z happened. Like, I wasn't there when the gun was pulled on my mom. I wasn't there. I was at school. So, she said, "How did you?" My mother asked me. She said, "How did you know he had the gun?" I said, "I don't know. God, I don't know. I don't know. I just know what I was told to tell you, so I did." You know. And as we get older, we either perfect that and listen more and become more obedient, or we just keep ignoring it and keep getting ourselves in trouble. And I've opted to not get to get myself in trouble. So I listen more, you know, when God's talking to me, to say, "Hey, hey, hey." And I try to tell people, it's that little bitty sound that you hear. And it could be something as simple as God telling you to go left and you go right. And then you get 2 miles down the road just to realize that you got to turn around and go back the way that God told you to go in the first place. That was just a waste of your time. And then sometimes down that same road, you might not even make it back out of there because you got a flat tire and God was like, "No, don't go that way because there ain't nothing good down that way. I need you to go left." But you decided, "I'm going to go right." God don't know what you're talking about. You can call it what you want to, your second mind, your intuition. Take all the credit away from God that you want to take away from him. Bottom line is that's God talking to you. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
I call it discernment.
Yeah. You know, like, if you want to take the credit away from the creator, how you taking the credit away from the creator? That's like how you wrote your book, and then somebody say, well, who was it written by? I don't know. Somebody. Amazon. Amazon did it. No, Amazon didn't. She wrote that book. Amazon printed it. But Yolanda wrote it. So I don't know. I'm not taking credit away from my creator. I'm just not going to do it. I know what that means. But, you know, I think now, you know, I know this wasn't part of the show, but I think even now, if you're a parent and you have young children, please listen to your children when they're telling you something. Parents, listen more than you talk. Just because you're the adult doesn't mean that what your child is saying to you is invalid. Promise you, there's some validity to that. Listen, because they have virgin, they speak with virgin hearts and they speak with virgin ears. They haven't been through what you've been through. So they still have that purity that sits there, that lives in them. And all you got to do is take a moment and listen. And I promise you, you won't regret it. Promise you, you won't regret it. This is what you do as a parent. You listen. Sometimes even if you think it's something silly, listen to your kids. Because sometimes what they're saying holds a lot of weight. A lot of weight. You know. So, and then you have to give them that freedom. I won't say freedom, make them comfortable so they'll want to tell you, especially when it's something that's made them uncomfortable. If it's something that's made them uncomfortable, you should be making them comfortable enough so they can come and tell you. Somebody hit them, somebody did something inappropriate to them. I don't care who it is. If they feel in some type of way, make sure that they're comfortable enough to come and talk to you, their protector, their counselor, their chauffeur, their everything. You're their everything, and they need to be able to confide in you. If they don't feel comfortable, you won't know what's going on in their life. And it's missed a lot of missed opportunities for you as a parent. Anyway, I've said enough about that. I've said enough about that. So I'm going to play this last song. Best friend, do you have something else you want to add?
The world's going by my window. Doesn't mean nothing. Why am I still so lost in I'm just watching you sleep each morning, brushing the hair your eyes. Why I'm sick of me in this week. Was there a reason you came and changed my life? 'Cause it won't change back. I'm trying to forget, act as if never.
Okay, okay, Catherine. You did. That was very nice. I love that. I love, love, love that. And on that note, y'all, we're gonna close it out with a little something, something. You know, it's that time. But I will be here. This is the first Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month, with some more open mic late night with your girl Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry. You're more than welcome to join me. You can call in and spit. You can bless the mic higher. Whatever you want to tell a story, you got something you want to talk about. You got a song, whatever it is. That's every first and third Wednesday of the month. And then the ladies of TMGN and myself will be on every third and fourth Thursday of the month. But let's talk about it. So join us. But we're gonna close it out with a little bit of this right here. Just a little bit, y'all. I need some cooperation. That's it. That's all. So I appreciate those who joined in, even though you didn't want to spit or bless the mic. It's okay. Next time, join us. We're going to close it out with this right here. A little old school. Join us. The third Wednesday. This is your girl Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry. And you know my motto, peace, love, and loyalty. God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before what? Love before hate. You better answer.
Mm-hmm.